Molly? Cocky? Right. Let's get bags of poo, or rather poo bags. We need to get the good poo bags. Not these crap ones. Pun. Molly, Molly, where's the dog lead? You will be punished with fire. Just joking. Oh, look at her. Are you excited now? She's like that. Right, come here and I will lasso your neck. Ready? She presents her little head. And prepare for the choking maneuver. As you run out the door, forgetting that you've got the. Right, I want you in bed before I get home. Verstehen mir? Well, more than 15 minutes. You've got 15 minutes and you're going to bed because you're not well. Right, see you later, pet. Love you, bye, bye. Es tut mir leid, mein Junge. Bis später. Tschüss. Kein Licht. Right, Molly Moo. Do you need a poo? At 2:30. Except, what time is it? 8:50. Mol, for the love of God, you are not a husky. Stop pulling. Stop pulling, Molly, you little tinker. Aye, stop pulling then. You choke yourself. You silly thing. Oh, bit of draft. Breath of wind. Oh, Mol, Molly, Molly, come here. Molly, stick, like, that's it, there. No faster than this. Okay? Good girl. Because you're pulling us along. Lots of people, you can see in the windows. That guy there. Oh, he's playing a tank game on his massive telly. Huge telly. They've got a bigger telly in that house. Bloody hell. Oh, he's got his window shut. Fella down here. So these lot have all got like 55-inch tellies on the walls. This guy's got like a 25-inch telly or something. 27-inch. Oh my God. Anybody actually in there? Yeah. So, stop. Molly, for the love of Jesus. She's dying to go for a wee. This way. We're recording binaurally with the Roland binaural earbud mics. Recording into a Zoom H2N. Oh, do you know something? I need new flipping batteries. Oh, I can foresee this getting cut off. On two bars at present. I'm very wary that I can hear the earbuds kind of creating noise in my ears as I walk along here. But I don't know if I'm going to pick that up on the recording. I do like the old binaural recordings because sometimes when I'm listening to people, I've got my headphones on and I'm like walking along or running or whatever and I hear like a car go past or a plane going over Mac McColgan's house. Oh, it's just so real. Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Oh, it's just the tiniest amount of wind, the tiniest. Let me turn my head. So I'm walking along with my right ear facing forward. Right. It's nearly time. Here. Good girl. There's a car, wait. Right, I'm facing forward. I like things like that. I like listening back to them. Right, let's go. I can hear like a. Is it a heli? Wait. helicopter, I think. That kind of car screeching tyre noise was somebody going over a speed bump. Oh, he's going to come straight at that junction without stopping. Oh, no, he's all right. Right. This is where we let Molly off the lead and she goes and runs and has a wee wee. Yeah, so wait. 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 Off you go. Smell of freshly cut grass. So the local authority, the council, they've been cutting the grass in the communal areas around here of late. And Sarah cut the grass in our garden. Hey, I'll tell you something, right? My wife's ace, right? So basically I was away walking on Sunday in Northamptonshire, with the people. Go back and listen to a previous audio. You'll find all about it. And so my wife cut the grass in the back garden because the length of it was doing a head in. But the problem is our back garden kind of retains water really badly. Well, it retains water really well, obviously, but that's really bad for us. So that was one thing. So she cut the grass. And yesterday or the day before? Anyway, I rode my bike home. It was the day that I rode through all the mud. So whenever that was. That was 2 days ago, wasn't it? Yes. So 2 days ago, I rode home and I was in all the mud. And she wanted me to go and pick the girls up from cheerleading. And my bike was minging. And I said, she says, just go and get the girls. And I said, do us a favour, take my bike lock off. And at the very least, lock the back wheel around the frame so no one can ride away on it. They'll have to pick it up to pinch it. So she says, right, okay. I said, the key's next to the computer, the key for the lock to, you know. I came back and she's washed my bike. She cleaned my bike. Oh, God. She's flipping ace, my missus, isn't she? I said, what the hell do you do that for? She says, well, it's all right, you can... Because I keep the bike in the house, in the kitchen, you see. She says, it's all right, you can wheel it through into the kitchen now. And I've saved you a job. I was like, bloody hell, Sarah. She's flipping brilliant, my wife. She puts up with me, man, and I'm a bit moody. Well, not at the minute. But... I am known to be moody in the house. And Daddy's angry. I get from the kids. Well, they should do as they're bloody told, otherwise they get the belt. I'm only joking, I don't. I'm totally against hitting people. There's absolutely no need to hit children whatsoever. But the thing is I've brought my children up so that they listen and obey. But the problem is Harry's different, but I think that's because he's a boy. But we are getting the frustration phase at the minute with Harry. It is a helicopter and it's going to fly in front of us in a second. We'll get that, you know, when we ask him to do something, he'll growl at us no. But I'm pretty sure every parent goes through that. I just laugh because I think it's funny. He actually thinks he's the Incredible Hulk. Oh, it is a helicopter. It's a Merlin. Merlin helicopter. Marley Moo, do you need a poo? So a new Aldi opened up in the town near us. And I bought myself... we've known it's been coming for months. So I got myself a DAB radio, little DAB radio, which is down to 16 quid. I got myself a camping chair, Adrian. I got myself another camping chair, but it was, they sell the same style and go outdoors for like 40 quid. And this one was like 16. Not that prices matter, but Adrian knows that I needed another one. I was going to get the same one as the one that we bought, Adrian, with the little table on it. but I haven't. And I got myself a ground mat thing that goes, it'll go, it's 4.5 meters by 2.5 meters. And it goes outside your caravan or motorhome outside the door. So, yeah. Oh, for the love of God. Where are you? Come here. Mol. Why have I just seen another dog? Oh, that'll be mine then. Yeah. So, it's a big Aldi. It's the biggest Aldi I've ever been in. It's huge. Well, it's not huge, but it's huge for an Aldi. And they had a lot of stuff. So, anyway, this app, Periscope, I really like it. Oh, I like it. But as I say, I've used something like that about 2 years ago, or maybe even 3 years ago. There was an app exactly the same. It did exactly the same thing, except that it didn't use Twitter. It was just a standalone app. It was good. And so this app, basically you can live broadcast from it, and you can join in watching it, and type little messages on the screen. Shall we have a shot now? I'm gonna have a shot now. Right. Okay, so it's already connected. When I've logged, it connects to your Twitter account. Where are we? Loading. Let's just hit the broadcast button. What are you seeing now? Walking the dog. I'm going to call it the walking the dog. Okay, so initializing for broadcast stream. It's going to tweet out. Double tap to flip camera. Have I got anybody joining me yet? No. It tells you. It says on the screen, now that I'm live broadcasting, it says you are now live in the bottom left hand corner. That's just disappeared. Ah, here we go. Hello. Frank Van. Oh, three people. Compa, Molo. Oh my God, four people. Hello, everybody. Five people. Hello, I'm out walking the dog. It's dark here in Britain. Invariably, some of you. So I'm talking to these people. Hello, everybody. Say hello. Oh my God, seven people. Ken Knight. Hello, Ken. Is this the same Ken Knight that used to talk on the Google Plus? I know, because I know you can't see anything because it's dark. I'm walking my dog. No se ve nada. Hang on. Where's the dog? Molly, where's the dog? Here. So I've got 12 people. Christian Holm. Hello, Christian. If I double tap, then maybe you can see me. Ah, hello. That's a bit scary. Where's... Yeah, Molly. Yes, Molly's the name of the dog. So, not much on G+, but I do audio boom. Ah, it is Ken. I see your picture. Yes, we used to talk on Google Plus Hangouts with Phil Sorrell at Daylight Gambler. Is this an episode of TWD? What's TWD? I think this is brilliant, this app. Car. Can I flip the camera? Because I forgot about those. They were fun, yes they were. Oh, The Walking Dead. Hang on. So, you're live in South Wiltshire in England. It's not cold. It's what time? It's 1 minute past nine at night. No, we're not going across there. Get up here. Loving the app. Brilliant indeed. A real meerkat killer. Oh, yeah. I saw the hashtag this morning, RIP Meerkat. Greetings from Mexico. Hola. Meerkat. And then somebody who I speak on the internet with at TopGold on Twitter, he told me about this new app. So I instantly downloaded it, and here we are today. Where are we? Hello. So, I've only got four people in now. There's not a lot happening. Oh, three people. Goodbye, everybody. I'm out putting a lot of people off here. looks like it works amazingly. Just downloaded it and checking it out. Yeah, Ken. I never knew of Meerkat until I saw that hashtag this morning. I forget who it was. I was just looking at my Twitter stream. Anyway, listen, it's been nice talking, but I have to go because my arm is killing. So, cheerio. Nice talking. No worries. So yeah, I'll be on again later on, I'm pretty sure. So give us a follow. See ya. Bye-bye, everybody. Once I work out how to do it. There we go. Right, I'm away. Goodbye. So anyway, there you go. That was a live broadcast. Ken Knight. That was Ken Knight. So people like... probably only Daylight Gambler, actually, is going to be the one listening to me who was in the social circles of walking and Google Plus Muddy Boots Hangouts. So we used to do this Google Plus Hangout every... Was it every week or was it the first Tuesday in the month or something? I can't remember when it was, but I think it was every week, wasn't it? And there would be a load of us got together in this Google Plus Hangout. And Ken Knight, an American chap who is visually impaired and or blind. Or blind. I can't say and blind. Can't be visually impaired and blind. you should talk to us. Anyway, this app, this Periscope app. So basically what's just happened there is I did that live broadcast and people were texting on the screen and I can see what they text. It tells you who's joined. It doesn't tell you if they're leaving, but you can see... You see who's joining, and they can text you stuff, and it's really quick across 3G as well. I was really surprised. I did one before on the 3G, and I asked someone what it was like, and the fella said the quality's perfect as far as he was concerned. So at the end of it, when you hit the end broadcast button. You basically have to slide the screen down a centimetre and then the end broadcast button appears, and it then gives you the option to save it to your camera roll, well, for those on iOS, camera roll, but what it does at the same time is it kind of loads it for playback. So obviously depending on how long your broadcast was, that was obviously only a couple of minutes, but depending on how long your broadcast was, he says checking the battery of this Zoom, still perfectly all right, then it'll sort itself out so you can watch it again. You hit the play button, you can watch it. So it's a groovy thing. I really like it. See who's live. I saw Christian Pay. Now the good thing about the app is that anybody you follow on Twitter who's using the app, when they come online, when they start broadcasting, it sends you a push notification. So Christian Payne, who's at Documentally, Christian Payne came on. He was on a bus or a train, but I think he lost signal because it went off. But it's brilliant. I love it. I love it so much. I can see it chewing through data though. I can see it chewing through data. I'm actually going just now to check my EE account to see how much data I've got left. It renews in a few days' time. Once the bill gets paid. Let's have a look. Am I going to get a shock? I hate this bit at the end of the month when I'm checking my data. I've got 3 gigs remaining of a 10 gigabyte allowance. Flipping hell. I've got 5 days left. So it'd be interesting. I wonder how much data it uses. Doesn't help when your kid plays Angry Birds on it in the car, of course. Let's see how big the file is. I wonder, can we see how big the file is? We can't see how big the file is. No. That last broadcast was 4 minutes 8 seconds. I'd have to export it and put it into iPhoto to see how big that 4 minute clip was. But yeah, I think it's brilliant. I love that. It's like a little, you do a little broadcast, I suppose if you're in the house on the Wi-Fi, you do big broadcasts. Or lengthy, should I say. So I love that app. So Top Goal, thank you very much for, I'm one of these people who, you know, I follow a couple of people who tell you about new apps. And I love that. I love that. Periscope. I'd love to know what the app was that I saw, had a couple of years ago. Never mind. But there you go. Periscope. I think Graham, who's Black73 Cat, was telling me before that it's not available for Android yet, but it's coming soon. I think he tried to watch the stream from the automatic tweet that it sends out, and it says it come up with a blank screen saying it's coming to Android soon. I think he might have been able to watch it on the desktop. I don't know. I don't know. I obviously haven't tried it because there must be a link on a tweet. Hang on a minute. I'm going to just check my Twitter stream. Do you not think that sometimes Twitter takes ages to load? Me. Tweeting. Live. Yes. It sends out an automatic tweet. Live on Periscope. So, I love that app. So if you, it's free, and you can do a little broadcast. So if you're interested, Periscope in the App Store, and download it, and it connects to your Twitter. It's just a couple of taps. You don't have to enter any information. It just take as long as you've got your Twitter username and password installed in the settings of your iOS device, then it just takes the information from there. So you're just in straight away. It's brilliant. As soon as you download the app, you know, 30 seconds later, you're broadcasting. It's brilliant. So let us know what you think. I love stuff like that. The nearest comparison would be a YouTube Hangout on a Google Plus Hangout on Air, where you watch it. You can watch it through YouTube, and you can upload it automatically to YouTube afterwards. I think. Or a Google Plus Hangout, but they're a bit more involved, I suppose. So tomorrow, Friday, kids finish school for half term tomorrow. And I've got 4 days of work next week. Oh, it's good times so far. Right, I'm going to go. So I want to, I think the battery's gone. Yes, it is. Okay. Thanks for listening.
All one word. All one word. All out. One word. All out. One word. Out. One word. Out.